Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, June 25th. Burger King has figured out that the Tesla Autopilot's new traffic light and stop sign control feature can confuse Burger King signs for stop signs, and they quickly turned it into an ad campaign.
So you'll see, just as I come over this hill, there's a Burger King sign that's down the hill, and it's going to try to stop. Stopping for traffic control for a Burger King sign.
They encourage people to take pictures of the same behavior and share them with the hashtag AutopilotWhopper or hashtag FreeWhopper in order to receive a code for a free burger. Tesla has acknowledged the Roadrunner project publicly for the first time and revealed a little more about the status of battery production in Fremont. Earlier this year, Electrek had exclusively revealed Tesla's secret Roadrunner project, which consists of its in-house designed battery cell manufacturing system to increase production volume and reduce cost. And now Tesla has acknowledged the project as they are seeking approval to build a second floor at their Terra battery manufacturing facility, hosting the Roadrunner project in Fremont. They wrote in an application with the city of Fremont, quote, "To accommodate new battery manufacturing equipment and R&D space, known as Roadrunner, the project proposes to construct an additional floor area of approximately 21,485 square feet at the second floor. Now, Tesla plans to operate the production line 24/7 with four shifts of up to 100 workers. The automaker also disclosed several toxic materials that will be used in the project, all of them used in battery cell production. Tesla Autopilot is now knowingly able to drive through green lights, and some owners are starting to test it out. Now, the word is emphasized knowingly because technically Autopilot has always been able to drive through intersections, but it didn't really know what it was doing. It was either trying to stay within a lane or to follow a leading car. But now Tesla Autopilot has evolved enough that it actually knows what it's doing. Last week, Tesla started pushing the new software update, and part of the update reads, quote, "Your vehicle will no longer require driver confirmation to continue through green lights where there is a lead vehicle ahead of you and not in a turn lane." And thanks to attentive drivers of the Early Access program, we're starting to see the growth of Autopilot features in real time. Electrek's publisher and editorial director, Seth Weintraub, reflects on ending his 3-year lease of the Chevy Bolt electric car. After outlining his great experience with the car itself, noting the surprise interior room, fast practicality and ease of use, the quickness and the ability to blend in, he explores the big picture by analyzing the charging network, observations of General Motors' electric vehicle team, marketing mistakes, difficult dealer experiences, and even the future outlook of the EV lineup. Weintraub concludes by saying, quote, "Producing a great EV isn't enough. GM did that with the Bolt 4 years ago, and here we are. Even with an amazing car that I loved and frankly didn't want to get rid of, I have almost no desire to jump through the mental and physical hoops required to get another one." As always, you can read the full article on our site, electrek.co. Lordstown Motors has unveiled a working prototype of its endurance pickup truck, which is equipped with 4 in-wheel motors. Even though the company was just created over a year ago, they quickly unveiled renders and specs for their electric pickup truck. They claim that their first vehicle, the Lordstown Endurance, is going to be a $52,000 pickup with 4 in-wheel hub motors and a range of over 250 miles. Today they held an unveiling event for an actual working prototype, which was driven on stage by U.S. Vice President Mike Pence.
To be able to drive up and help unveil what will soon be the first fully electric pickup truck on the market in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Lordstown Endurance.
Lordstown Motors originally said that the Endurance pickup would be in production by the end of 2020, but it has recently pushed the target to next year. And wouldn't you know it, Rivian has released a new video showing stress testing of their R1T electric pickup in the deserts of Arizona. The video shows the truck rock crawling, off-roading, on the track, and even kicking up dirt and sand. As we reported last month, Rivian has delayed the R1T and R1S to next year due to the pandemic slowing down their factory in Illinois. Unifor, Canada's largest private sector union, wants the Canadian government to build an aggressive plan to produce and sell more electric vehicles. The union's proposal comes as it prepares to negotiate with the Detroit Three and the Canadian government to make plans for post-pandemic economic recovery. In a new union-produced report, Unifor wrote, quote, "The government must accelerate the conversion of passenger and commercial vehicles to zero-emission vehicles by providing financial support and tax credits to firms engaged in the manufacture of EVs, for instance, including final assembly and the production of EV component parts in Canada." And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, the United Kingdom's Government Climate Advisory Group, the Committee on Climate Change, stated in a report today that the UK needs to phase out new internal combustion vehicles by 2032, 8 years earlier than the previous target. This recommendation is part of its coronavirus recovery plan for the country. The state of Minnesota filed a lawsuit yesterday against the American Petroleum Institute, ExxonMobil Corporation, and Koch Industries that stated the companies violated Minnesota laws barring consumer fraud, deceptive trade practices, and false advertising. Minnesota is the first state to name the API, the U.S. main oil, gas, and lobby group, as a defendant. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison said, quote, "The fraud, deceptive advertising, and other violations of Minnesota state law and common law that the lawsuit shows that they perpetrated have harmed Minnesotans' health and our state's environment, infrastructure, and economy." And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Bosch has just announced a new software update for its new line of electric bike motors that will result in a measurable boost of power and torque. The software update applies to Bosch's latest line of 2020 motors, the Performance CX Cargo Line and Cargo Line Speed. The most noticeable effect is likely to be better hill climbing performance and speedier acceleration. Also, a new overrun feature has been added. After pedaling and holding the pedals level, it will result in a slightly longer period of motor overrun, helping riders power over obstacles such as fallen logs without needing to drop a pedal and risk striking the obstacle. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.